What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
96.5 The Fan. Mac Roseman, Bob Beach, Dusty Leggins here with you.
Yeah, that's it. 100%.
He's an instigator.
People used to like Mac. Now they know he's a Howie Roseman apologist and a Brett Veach hater.
Oh,
now they don't like him,
gosh,
right?
My goodness.
You won't ever criticize Brett Veach.
I won't, no.
By the way, is there a Denzel Washington movie called The Instigator? Probably not.
No, there's a Beatles song. They call me the Instigator.
Because there's something in the air?
Because there's something in the air tonight.
Because I feel like
year.
That's what I love to do. Like, as soon as Cody, Gold, and Drew get here, and they
you
get
instigate,
done with their,
yeah.
Oh, dude, I love it.
I told you, you may be worse than Nick Schwert with the bar fights, man.
We're pretty close in personality. Still talk to this day. Love that guy. Miss that guy. I hope I know he's doing well.
Great. How could he not be? He was always in a good mood. Like, Nick. Yeah. Nick was the ultimate instigator, right? Even
great.
If he wasn't, he was.
Oh, he and Gold got me bad.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. I forgot my mic to turn off, and I said something about something that was going around that was viral.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, no. And I turned my microphone off. But, like, the next day, Alex and Nick brought in this, like, FCC
I remember that. Yes. Yes.
And dude,
yes,
I was so shocked. And Speck was in on it.
Yeah.
And I felt hard for it.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah.
But that's Schwert. That. No, Schwert is the greatest of the instigators. Again, he's the guy who starts the bar fight and then stands outside burning a dart at Harbor Lights in downtown Lawrence watching the melee go on.
Oh, yeah. We're both just sitting there going, look at those geeks.
Yeah, right.
We started this.
We started this, man. Then you walk off and you're buds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We're buds with our buds.
That's right.
But no, I thought, I thought yesterday's game was in fact exactly what you needed. And the Royals win last night. We gave you the numbers since the All-Star break 28 games ago. They're now 17-11. That's a hell of an improvement where they were before, in the season. The offense is clicking. Obviously more home runs are being hit. We're seeing more runs being produced.
You think they shrunk the ballpark and didn't tell anybody?
I don't know, but I think that I think they woke up. That's for sure. I think they slept long enough from, I don't know, May to July 15th.
They really did.
Hell of a slumber. But Vern was on yesterday, right?
Yep.
And I bring this up because tonight's Seth Lugo. And you have mentioned for the last, I don't know, week and a half, continue to win, continue to have your leaders be big in these opportunities. And Seth Lugo in his last five starts, atrocious, right? And this was Vern on what he had to say about Seth Lugo needing to be better.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, there's nothing that screams this is a fatigued 36-year-old. So if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better. He's disappointed in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final, 7-8 starts that he makes.
Huge for Seth Lugo. You've got to be the guy we can rely on in the last, 6 weeks of this season, man.
Tonight, to me, is the most pivotal game of the series, because tonight, if you win, you've split the series no matter what. Tonight, if you win, you've got a really good chance to win one of the next two games to go 3 out of 4 against Texas, which is what we're all hoping to do. A sweep, yes, obviously, that's, the PS5 for Christmas, but again, tonight is Seth Lugo. You're coming off a game in which was like what seemed to me last night in a total team win. Garcia, Yaz, Vinny hit home runs. Rafe throws a guy out at home.
Yeah. Waka was good enough to keep you in that game. Maley with a spot start because Salvi wasn't feeling great.
Right. And then you've got...
like literally everybody contributed last night.
And then your bullpen gave up two hits in what, 2 2/3 inning. Estevez was great. 3 outs, no walks, no strikeouts, no hits. Ursaig a little bit of a blip, but that's because Tolbert fell in left field. And then Schreiber was, good enough as well. And now tonight is like, hey, dude, we gave you this contract for moments like this.
That's right.
This is one of those moments. Go win this game. Go out there. Give us six and two-thirds, seven innings if you could. Be great. because I think Estevez is pitching like 7 of his last 10 games. But last night, Matt Cotrero said in his press conference, he's telling us to give him the ball.
Yeah, this is why you have a closer like that.
This is where you make your money in the season. This is when everything kind of gets more.
You never heard Mariano Rivera pitch too many games in a row as a closer. You get out there, you take the ball if you're the closer.
But tonight is one of those nights where this is a game where all eyes are on Seth Lugo.
I'm with you. This is a big night for Seth Lugo. This is like, you know, you hold guys who make money to a different standard. The Bobby Witts, the Patrick Mahomeses, you know, the guys that are the big money guys, the expectations are higher for them. They need to do better because they're the guys that got the bag. And since Seth Lugo has gotten the bag, he's not been a very good pitcher. And then you look at the numbers of where he is pitching to Freddie Fermin versus to everybody else. And he's basically 2.5 runs per game worse pitching to Luke Maley and Salvador Perez as he was pitching to Freddie Fermin. And for me, I got to say this right now, Lugo's got to figure that out. Freddie Fermin is no longer here. And the Luke Maley and Salvador Perez are the two guys that are the catchers on this team from here on out. And so Seth Lugo needs to figure out how to get better pitching with those guys behind the plate as opposed to Freddie Fermin behind the plate. And that's what a veteran does. And so I think it's a very, very important game for Seth Lugo tonight, more so than just about anybody else out there, because since the trade deadline, since he signed that contract, Seth Lugo has not been good for this ball club.
Yeah, and he was atrocious in his last start. Gives up the grand slam in the first inning. The Royals are staring down the barrel with a 5-0 deficit to start the game. Right out of the start, they end up losing, I think, what was it,
8-7.
They fought back, but I mean, that you can, in that start, you can lose and be terrible and still massively learn, if that makes any sense. Because I think all season long, I think Seth Lugo is probably like, I have to be perfect. I don't have the offense behind me. That game where he gave up all those runs and still they only lost by one, and it kind of got a little bit shadowed until the game's over and you lose. Like, if they win that game, everyone's like, Seth Lugo was terrible. Damn, this team fought and they won. Congratulations, they swept the Nationals. But that's a game in where I think Seth Lugo can learn massively from that and think, I don't have to be perfect. I don't need to strike out 6 guys. If that's not your style this late in the season, just put the ball and play, let your defense play behind you, because we've seen Yasmin plays in right. We've seen Isbell all season long. We've seen Ray play decent in left field last night with the assist.
Yep.
You know Bobby's good. You know Garcia's good. Just put the ball and play and move through the inning, kind of get through, keep your pitch count low, and know that, if you give up 2, it's fine. You've got an offense that's averaging 5.2 a game, hitting 14 multi-homer games, and they've hit 43 home runs in the last 28 games. You have an offensive now. Don't let your mind kind of go back into June and May and all these games. Now kind of get the mindset of like, I don't have to be perfect, because when you start aiming and you start focusing on where you need to put the ball, you lose track of who you are as a pitcher. And I think that's kind of what we've seen along with the fatigue, because he did think he had to go 8-9 innings just to keep a win, a 1-0. That's not the same team. It doesn't mean it has to be the same Seth Lugo. It doesn't mean he has to be bad. It just means he doesn't have to be pinpoint actually perfect.
And also, too, I appreciate, you know, Q and all them saying, no, it's not fatigue. And then Vern saying, then pitch better, right? I love that. But there has to be fatigue. I mean, the guy was over 200 innings last year. He's approaching 200 innings again this year. He's never really had this, you know, throughout the course of his career. And so the fatigue thing, that's absolutely real. But the problem is, while everybody else has gotten better and taken that next step, Seth Lugo is falling back. We can't have Seth Lugo be the May, June, July Royals right now. We need him to be the team that's playing right now. We need Seth Lugo to match what everybody else is producing right now. Otherwise, it's going to be tough for this ball club to get to where they want. They need Seth Lugo to be dominating again.
Right. And keep winning, because winning's good.
Winning is good. I mean, there was a list that made its way out yesterday of how many winning seasons since the turn of the century. And the Royals are essentially in last place on this with winning seasons, right? They only have 5 winning seasons since 2001. The Rockies have 5. The Pirates have 4, right? Think about that.
So the Royals
are in great company there at the bottom. And that's why when I think about, you know, where this team is right now and the moves that they've made at the trade deadline the last couple of years, John Sherman is really trying to shake the losing mentality that this organization has had since David Glass took over and since David Glass sold the franchise, right? It was a losing organization with David Glass as the owner of this franchise. And John Sherman has come in and he's trying to change things up. And really, he's looking at 2 consecutive winning seasons as the owner of this franchise, if they're able to kind of hold on to where they are right now. And I think when you look at John Sherman, he could be ultimately, in my opinion, like what Andy Reid was for the Chiefs, change the entire culture of that organization. John Sherman, I think, can be that guy for the Kansas City Royals. And I think you guys as fans who are on the fence need to let him into your lives as the savior of this franchise, because they could have just stayed pat at the trade deadline and said, look, we're not, we're not a World Series team. John Sherman just wants to get into the playoffs. John Sherman wants to be above 500, and he continues to make the funds available, if you will, for JJ to go out there and make these moves, right? Like, before, the funds weren't available to go out there. If Klass owned this franchise the last 2 years, this organization is not making the moves at the trade deadline like we have seen, right? They only made moves.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airway to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
They were considerably in front of everybody else for an opportunity to make it into the playoffs. Now they're fighting tooth and nail, and we got an owner that's saddling up and looking at his guys and goes, all right, what kind of reinforcements do you need? What can we give you? Like, John Sherman has the opportunity to be to the Royals what Andy Reid was to the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.